who were sick that needed me. And so this guy's trying to prove a point. He says, okay, well, who's my neighbor? And Jesus, now he answers him with a story. It's the Good Samaritan story. He says this. This is a picture of what we're to do with the floodgate, with the gates of heaven in our, of our lives. He gives him three people. He says, there was a Jewish man who was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. Now, it's important to know this about the story, and I'll be quick. Jerusalem was up on a hill, and Jericho was down by the Sea of Galilee. So one was oceanfront property. The other was up in the cool mountains. There's a 30-degree temperature difference between Jerusalem and Jericho. And the affluent people would travel back down from Jerusalem over the weekend. They would travel back down to their beach homes. They were the affluent and the wealthy and the important people. And most of the priests would only go into the city for the Saturdays when they had their service, their Sabbath. And then they would return back down to Jericho to their beach homes around their people. So what this tells us about the man who was traveling, he was an affluent man, wealthy, a Jew, important. He was leaving Jerusalem, going on his way to Jericho, and it says that a group of robbers took hold of him. They stripped him of all of his clothes and beat him senselessly and left him laying on the road. So Jesus wants it to be clear that here's a man who's just like you and me, or he's important, he's affluent and wealthy, someone that you, Mr. Lawgiver, would think was important to you and your congregation, laying on the street now completely naked. So you have no idea what kind of clothes he was wearing, who he is, how much money he had, because you can't see what he's wearing. He's just a man, open and naked, now beaten before you. Although he was affluent, you'd never know it. So he said, a priest comes. He's returning from Jerusalem back to his beach home. And it says that Jesus said that when he saw him, he didn't even get close to him. He looked on him and went, crossed over to the other side of the road and passed him. And all these people who are listening, when they hear a priest sees him, they're thinking, okay, he's going to do the deal. He's going to take care of it. Nope. He crossed the road, went on. So then he says, now a Levite comes down the road. Everybody's listening, thinking, okay, the Levite, this is our guy. He's the hero of the story. The Levites were one of the 12 tribes that God had given the priestly order. They were the people who would be aides and minister in the temple and take care of the people. They're thinking, surely this is our hero. They're appointed from God to do just this sort of thing for our people. And it says the Levite noticed the man, went over to him, and looked at him. Then he crossed the road and went on about his way. And so they're thinking, wow, well, what in the world? Now Jesus said that a Samaritan. Now here's the importance of the Samaritan. The Samaritans were outcast to the Jewish people. They wanted nothing to do with them. You remember the woman at the well, and she said, hey, I'm a Samaritan. You're not supposed to even be talking to me. The Jewish people in the culture of that time, they would go 40 miles out of their way so they didn't have to travel through Samaria. They did not want anything to do with those people. They were considered unclean and not the people of God. They were the Gentiles, the people of the world. They didn't want anything to do with them as far as they were concerned. This Samaritan comes down the road, sees the man. He does 7 different things to help the man and ultimately carries him down to the mountain, takes him into a motel, puts him up, pays his bill, tends his wounds, takes care of him, and tells the innkeeper, hey, if his bill gets any higher than what I've already paid you, I'll return and pay you again. And Jesus asked the man, now I'm asking you, who was the true neighbor? And he said, the man who had mercy. That is a picture of opening the floodgates of heaven. Mm-hmm. We don't help people. We don't love people. We don't do for people because of who they are. We do it because of who we are in Him. Mm-hmm. That is being a true steward of the gates of the kingdom of heaven. Regardless of their walk of life, their race, their nationality, their politics, makes no difference. God is not concerned with any of that. God is only concerned with the truth that he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The only way that happens is in the true agape love of God, not in our words of judgment on their lifestyles or who they are or what they're doing. That's not important. What's important is that we allow the currency of the kingdom to flow through the gate of our life. So, I want to close in prayer. Lord, we draw near to you, Father, and we just ask that the banks of the river of life overflow. Lord, we yield ourselves to you in all that we are. Father, we commit, God, our lives, our relationships, our marriage, our finances, Father God, our vocation, everything that we have and hold and touch in this life belongs to you. We surrender it and yield it to you, Lord, to allow you to go to work. We open the floodgate of heaven. And Father, we just seek the opportunities of the field of ministry for your kingdom to flow through us. God, bring your provision, bring your power, your currency, your life, your love through us. We choose to be open vessels, giving away the treasure of the kingdom, ministering life, making a difference on the planet, to be stewards of the gates of our lives, Lord, to honor you with our life. We choose that today. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you would flow and move through us to bring these things to pass. We choose to steward the word that you speak into us, Lord, and see to it and watch over it as it comes through our lives. We love you. Thank you for your faithfulness, your goodness, and mercy in our lives. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Woo, what a message. I'm telling you, if you missed any part of it, go back. It'll be posted on Facebook in just a few minutes, or just a few seconds, really, as soon as we close out. Rewatch this message today, this lesson that Jason has brought us. A great, great lesson. We appreciate this lesson. From me, Neva, from Sue, from Jason, have a blessed day. We will see you back in here tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.